Diaz from Gracia. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 7th of March, 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kick things off. There's been a development in the Koldo mask case, Koldo Garcia. Several politicians are currently undergoing trial to investigate whether they received illegal commissions from substandard face mask contracts involving public funds. On Tuesday the 5th, Oscar Puente, the mayor of Valladolid, dismissed the official who facilitated the purchase of masks from the network involved in the Koldo case. Álvaro Sánchez Mazanares, the Secretary General of State Ports, was responsible for processing the acquisition of 8 million masks for 20 million euros. That's the masks. Mazanares allegedly granted contracts to companies linked to the Koldo case without proper oversight. Puente emphasizes the need for transparency and accountability in public procurement to prevent corruption. Speaking of corruption, there's trouble on the North African coast as several individuals associated with Coalition for Melilla, a political party in the autonomous city, were detained on Tuesday the 5th. The suspected coalition members have been linked to fraud, specifically vote buying and engagement in fraudulent practices to secure support in the last regional elections. The police operation, named Santiago Rusadir, arrested Mustafa Aberchan, the leader of the coalition, along with five members. On Thursday the 7th, the Justice Commission for Congress approved the future amnesty law. Political parties, PSOE, as well as Catalan parties Junts and Esquerra, have agreed to exclude terrorism-related crimes, ensuring that acts of terrorism causing serious human rights violation won't receive pardons. The amended text removes references to the Spanish Penal Code on terrorism and excludes crimes like torture, treason, and corruption. During a meeting in Budapest with the European right-leaning parties on the same day, Alberto Núñez Feijóo, the leader of the Partido Popular, strongly condemned the approval, saying that the EU government is going to leave serious crimes unpunished, which is not true since nobody is convicted of any of those crimes or even charged with them. Everybody noticed the irony of making this idiotic comment in Europe's most anti-democratic country in the presence of its most authoritarian leader. Moving on, President Pedro Sánchez's government is looking to enforce a 35-hour work week, which has many asking what'll happen to Spain's nightlife and evening culture. As part of the move to a 35-hour work week, new regulations will see restaurants and bars close earlier by at least 1 o'clock in the morning. Yolanda Díaz, the deputy prime minister and labor minister, says the current late opening hours are unreasonable, pointing to the need for a healthier work-life balance. However, many, including other politicians, argue that such restrictions unfairly target hospitality sector areas which rely on nightlife customers. The likes of Isabel Díaz Ayuso, Madrid's regional president, and others in government have defended Spain's nightlife as a symbol of the nation's freedom and lifestyles. On that note about work, Spain has achieved its lowest February unemployment rate since 2008. Yolanda Díaz said on Monday the 4th that it's just over 2.7 million people were out of work last month, and February saw a decrease of almost 7,500. This positive development reflects Spain's improving economic conditions and nationwide efforts to address unemployment challenges. More on unemployment, as according to 20 Minutos, it has surged since the pandemic, with nearly 1.5 million new jobs since February 2020. However, half of these are concentrated in just four provinces, Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia, and Malaga. Madrid leads with over 360,000 new jobs, driven by growth in high-value sectors like information and communications. Barcelona follows with just over 180,000 new positions, mainly in education and health. Valencia, third, with 100,000 new jobs in similar sectors. Malaga has created 65,000 jobs, healthcare, hospitality, and construction. Only Jaén, Melilla, and Ceuta have not yet recovered their pre-pandemic employment levels. In breaking news on Monday the 5th, police in India began the search for four suspects who may be involved in a gang rape that happened on Friday the 1st to a Spanish tourist who was on a trip in eastern India with her husband. It happened at a campsite where they were staying. Three suspects have already appeared in court, but the remaining four are still missing. On Tuesday the 5th, Prime Minister started his official state trip to Brazil and Chile. Sanchez's South American tour aims to deepen political and economic relationships, including involvement in Brazil's public investment projects, and create new ties with Chile. The trip also comes at a key time politically with the recent re-election of Lula da Silva as Brazil's head of state and near first anniversary of Gabriel Boric's presidency in Chile. Moving on to Catalonia, where drought still grips the autonomous region. The local landmark reveals itself for the first time in years. In Sant Roma de Sau, Girona, lies a church that has been lying beneath the water of the Sau Reservoir for many years. But due to the dry and arid weather, the religious building famed across Spain now stands meters above the waterline. The drought and its economic implications, after affecting the lives of at least 6 million people who live under emergency measures. The start of February marked more than 1,000 days of drought. As we start March heading to April, all the local government can do is wait for rain. Now some sad news from Valencia region. Last month, a tower block fire devastated the region. Unfortunately, on Monday the 4th, another similar fire broke out, killing 3 people, including a child. Fire, which injured further 15, happened up the road from Benidorm in the town of Villa Joyosa. There are investigations to determine the cause of the blaze, with suspicions of an electrical fault. Authorities expressed condolences and further emphasized the importance of fire safety measures, with 2 similar tragedies happening within 2 weeks. Moving to new initiatives, on Monday the 4th, the Generalitat de Catalunya initiated a transformative agenda focusing on democratic, social, green, and feminist changes. Actions include the universal distribution of free, reusable menstrual products in pharmacies, making Catalonia the first to offer them for free worldwide. The plan aims to address menstrual equity, provide education, and combat taboos surrounding menstruation and women's health. A couple of weeks ago, we discussed a peace conference pushed for by Spain and other EU member states. Here's an update. Instead of pursuing the initial idea of a large-scale peace conference that brings together Israel and Palestine, Josep Borrell, EU's foreign policy chief, has proposed a preparatory peace conference, which would be smaller. This revised approach would allow for separate meetings with Israel and Palestinian representatives, making the discussions less heated and more useful. Still, whether this idea goes any further, yet to be decided. For food lovers out there, Spain has a new gastronomic capital. Oviedo in Asturias has received the rich accolade of gastronomic capital from who nobody knows, recognizing the city's rich culinary traditions and vibrant food scene. Oviedo's diverse offerings include traditional Asturias cuisine like bean stew and shellfish, an innovative dining experience with a Michelin star restaurant to top it all off. If you love food and have never been to the north of Spain, Oviedo will not disappoint. Finally, if you want to discover some intangible Spanish traditions, UNESCO has a fantastic list of popular cultural traditions that the body recognizes as part of its intangible cultural heritage of humanity list. The traditions are all intangible aspects of popular culture that you wouldn't experience unless you look for them. For example, human towers or castells, originally from Tarragona, and Los Tambadores, where thousands of drums beat for hours, which happen in many traditional Spanish festivals, especially in Carnival and Easter. For the full UNESCO list, head to the show notes. And that's it for this week. I want to invite you to take a look at one of Rorschach's other projects. The Daily Knowledge is a daily pocket newspaper that comes out Monday through Friday. It's in our zine format, a little booklet that you have to print in order to read. Daily Knowledge, our zine, you'll find a collection of interesting newsletters, selected articles. It takes you about an hour to read. Visit rorschach.com/ourzine/thedailyknowledge to find the latest edition. Link in the show notes. It's free. Hasta la próxima.